حياة الدهر الآتي أمين. يا حمل الله حامل خطية العالم كله نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا اغفر لنا خطايانا أمين.
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون يا رب ارحم. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون have mercy O Lord. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون يا رب ارحم. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون اسمعنا وارحمنا. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون have mercy O Lord.
قدوس رب السماوات والسماء والأرضون لو تأن مجدك ورحمتك ارحمنا يا الله الأبدى بالكل. أيها الثلاثة القدوس ارحمنا يا رب لها قوات كن معنا لأنه ليس لنا معين في شرائنا ودقاتنا سواك حلو في الرأس فحلنا يا الله عن سيئتنا اللي صنعنا وبردتنا اللي صنعنا بغير أردتنا أدفعنا بمعرفة أدفعنا بغير معرفة الخفية والظاهرة يا رب
مجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا يومنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نحن عاذبين لنا لا تدخلنا في تجارة لكن اجعلنا من الشرير بالوسيحة صار بنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد آمين.
مجدا وإكراما إكراما ومجدا للثالوث الأقدس الآب والابن والروح القدس سلاما وبنيانا لكنيسة الله الواحد الوحيد المقدسة الجامع الرسولي آمين. Remember O Lord those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Take for this holy and precious gift our sacrifices and the offering and glory.
Alleluia, fai pepi. Choices are made. Kisotenen muu
Espetier agios, seos agios, en el nevmagion, amin evlogitos, quinios, o teos estos, eones, amin, y ethnos, siro, esmo, epchois, maro, esmo, erofengenileos, siro, jabevnaita, gloeri, egor, o timetvin, tepchois, shopshine, amin, alleluia.
Sabetrike, eoke, ageob nevmata,
concerning every condition and in every condition,
Holy you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplication and pray our safe, without which is going to be heaven all times, and make us worthy to partake of the holy communion of this holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
يا محب البشر امنحنا أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تبرب كل فعل الشيطان ومامرة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء خفين الظامرين انزعنا عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذه البلد المقدسة وعن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوات العدو لك
عبيدك يا رب خدام هذا اليوم أبي القمص والقصوص والشمس والكريس وكل الشعب وضعفي يكون محالا لمن فم الثالوث الأقدس الآب والابن والروح القدس فمن كنيسة الوحدة المقدسة الجامعة الرسولية من وفاء 12 رسولا فم الناظر القديس مارمولوس الطاهر والشهيد والبطرق القديس ساويرس عمر من ديوس كورس والقديس أسانس السيرس القديس بطرس كاتم الشهداء والقديس يوحنا الذهبي فم القديس كيريلوس القديس باسيليس والقديس أورغوريوس من وفاء 18 من أمريكا 150 بالقسطنطين من أفسس فما بين الطباء مقام بطر أركنا أنبا تقدس تاني وشريك في المصرية أبن المصنوب كم مقرم أنبا بولس فما أبي فما حقارتي أنهم الوقت القدوس الآب والابن والروح القدس
Oh. worship he then Thank you.
no fair be ancorito se choi sare
بولس من الرسالة الأولى إلى أهل كورنثوس بركاته على جميعنا أمين. هكذا فليحسبنا الإنسان كخدام المسيح ووكلاء سرائر الله، ثم يسأل في الوكلاء لكي يوجد الإنسان أمينا. وأما أنا فأقل شيء عندي أن يحكم في منكم أو من يوم أم من يوم بشر، بل لست أحكم في نفسي أيضا، فأني لست أشعر إني بشيء في ذاتي، لكنني لست بذلك مبررا، ولكن الذي يحكم في هو الرب. إذن لا تحكموا في شيء قبل الوقت حتى يأتي الرب الذي سينير خفايا الظلام ويظهر آراء القلوب، وحينئذ يكون المدح لكل واحد من الله. فلهذا أيها الإخوة حولته تشبيها إلى نفسي وإلى أبولس من أجلكم، لكي تتعلموا فينا أن لا تفتكروا فوق ما هو مكتوب كلا ينتفخ أحد لأجل الواحد على الآخر. لأنه من يميزك؟ وأي شيء لك لم تأخذه؟ وإن كنت قد أخذت فلماذا تفتخر كأنك لم تأخذ؟ إنكم قد شبعتم، قد استغنيتم، ملكتم بدوننا، وليتكم ملكتم لنملك نحن أيضا معكم. فأني أرى أن الله أبرزنا نحن الرسل آخرين كأننا محكوم علينا بالموت، لأننا صرنا منظرا للعالم للملائكة والناس. نحن جهال من أجل المسيح، وأما أنتم فحكماء في المسيح. نحن ضعفاء وأما أنتم فأقوياء. أنتم مكرمون وأما نحن فبلا كرامة. إلى هذه الساعة نجوع ونعطش ونعرى ونلكم وليس لنا إقامة، ونتعب عاملين بأيدينا، نشتم فنبارك، نضطهد فنحتمل، يفترى علينا فنعز. صرنا كأقذار العالم ووسخ كل شيء إلى الآن. ليس لكي أخجلكم أكتب هذا، بل كأولادي الأحباء أنذركم، لأنه وإن كان لكم ربوات من المرشدين في المسيح لكن ليس أباء كثيرون، لأني أنا ولدتكم في المسيح يسوع بالإنجيل. فأطلب إليكم أن تكونوا متمثلين بي. نعمة الله الآب تحل على أرواحنا من الآن والأبد، يا أبا أخوتي آمين.
الكسل يكون من رسالة بطرس الرسول الثانية بركاتها تكون معنا أمين. وعندنا الكلمة النبوية وهي أثبت التي تفعلون حسنا إن انتبهتم إليها كما إلى سراج منير في موضع مظلم إلى أن ينفجر النهار ويطلع كوكب الصبح في قلوبكم. عالمين هذا أولا أن كل نبوة الكتاب ليست من تفسير خاص، لأنه لم تأتي نبوة قط بمشيئة إنسان، بل تكلم أناس الله القديسون موثوقين من الروح القدس، ولكن كان أيضا في الشعب أنبياء كذبة، كما سيكون فيكم أيضا معلمون كذبة الذين يدنسون بدع هلاك، وإذ هم ينكرون الرب الذي اشتراهم يجلبون على أنفسهم هلاكا سريعا، وسيتبع كثيرون تهلكاتهم الذين بسببهم يجدف على طريق الحق، وهم في الطمع يتجرون بكم بأقوال مصنعة الذين دينونتهم منذ القديم لا تتوانى وهلاكهم لا ينعس، لأنه إن كان الله لم يشفق على ملائكة قد أخطأوا، بل في سلاسل الظلام طرحهم في جهنم وسلمهم محبوسين للقضاء، ولم يشفق على العالم القديم، بل إنما حفظ نوح ثامنا كارزا للبر إذ جلب طوفان على عالم الفجار، إذ رمض مدينتي سدوم وعمورة حكم عليهما بالانقلاب واضعا عبرة للعتيدين أن يفجروا، وأنقذ لوط البار مغلوبا من سيرة الأردياء في الدعارة، إذ كان البار بالنظر والسمع وهو ساكن بينهم يعذب يوما فيوما نفسه البار بالأفعال الأثيمة، يعلم الرب أن يعلم الرب أن ينقذ الأتقياء من التجربة ويحفظ الأثمة إلى يوم الدين. معاقبين لا تحب العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم، العالم يمضي وشهوات والذي يصنع إرادة الله يدوم إلى الأبدين.
From the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit May your blessing be with us all. Amen. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and read three Sabbaths, reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining that, demonstrating that Christ had suffered and rise again from the dead, and saying, this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. And some of them were persuaded, a great multitude of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace and gathered a mob, set all the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too." Jason had harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying, "There is another king, Jesus." And when they troubled of the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things, so when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, where they arrived. They went into the synagogue of the Jews. These more were fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. Then they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and our iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the ascetic father Ambanofre, Onophorius, the anchorite, departed. This holy father was consumed with the love of God. He went and became a monk in a monastery in Hermopolis. He loved the monks of the monastery and lived among them in obedience and godliness. However, he desired the solitary life. He took one loaf of bread and a little of vegetables and went toward the south in the midst of the mountains that separate Upper Egypt and the Oasis, seeking God's guidance. During his journey, he saw his guardian angel and walked along with him until he reached the cave of one of the saints. He dwelt with him for a few days to learn from him how to overcome the warfare of the devils. Then this saint took him to the inner wilderness, where there was a cave with a palm tree beside it. He left him in that place and returned to his cell. Since that time, Ambanofre did not see the face of any man. The saint Ambanofre suffered many hardships to the point of being close to death many times, because of hunger, thirst, the heat of the summer, and the cold of the winter. The devil appeared to him many times to fight him. However, the Lord supported him for his endurance of the spiritual fight. The palm tree produced what was sufficient for him all year long. Sometimes he ate the weeds and desert vegetations. He continued as such for 60 years. Before his departure, Saint Bafnonti went to him and saw his strange look for the hair of his head and the beard covered his body. He learned from him his life story and that he was about to depart this world. Suddenly, he saw the face of the saint Abanofer as fire, and he was frightened from him. The saint told him, "Do not be afraid, O my brother, for the Lord had sent you to care for my body and bury it." Then he prayed, "Blessed San Pafnuti," then lay down on the ground and delivered his pure soul in the hand of the Lord, whom he loved. San Pafnuti shrouded him with half of his garment, then prayed over him and buried him in his cell. His heart was sad for his speedy departure. San Pafnuti wanted to dwell in this place, in his place. However, the palm tree fell, the water of the spring dried, and the cave fell down. He realized that was the will of God not to live in that place. The Lord permitted that because Amba Pafnuti used to write for us the stories of the solitary people, اللهم الأباء السواح. And he used to visit them and he put the biography of everyone of them beside his body. That's why the Lord did not allow him to live in the place of Ambanofer. He returned to his cell in peace and wrote the biography of the saint Ambanofer, the anchorite, for the benefit of all generations. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Erini pasi
nemati so
ayo sayyidu rabbi aswan masihila huna allazi khataba talmiz alqaddisin wa rusul athar almukarramin qailan anna anbiya wa abrara kaseerin ishtahu an yaru ma antum tarawna yaru وأن يسمع ما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمع ما أنتم فطوبى لعيونكم لأنها تبصر ولأذانكم لأنها تسمع بل نستحق أن نسمع ونعمل بأناجيلك المقدسة بطلبات قديسين
صلوا من أجل الإنجيل المقدس
يا رب
In our masses have been asked to remember in our supplications, prayers, which you offer up unto you. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, and those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, hope of us all, healing of us all, resurrection of us all.
سطر السماء الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا القديس ماري متى الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته
Sotir, Oven Oro Terin, Isos Bechristos, Epshiri, Mifnut et on, Bio Onaf Shaini, Bio Fabin Notibe.
استمعت صلواتي أعطيت ميراثا لخائف اسمك هكذا أرتل لاسمك إلى ظهر الدهور لأفي نزوري يوما فيوما خلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم أحضر إليه مجنون أعمى وأخرس فشفاه حتى أن الأعمى الأخرس تكلم وأبصر فبهت كل الجموع وقالوا ألعل هذا هو الفريسيون فلما سمعوا قالوا هذا لا يخرج الشياطين إلا ببعل زبول رئيس الشياطين. فعلم يسوع أفكارهم وقال لهم كل مملكة منقسمة على ذاتها تخرب، وكل مدينة أو بيت منقسم على ذاته لا يثبت. فإن كان الشيطان يخرج الشيطان فقد انقسم على ذاته، فكيف تثبت مملكته؟ وإن كنت أنا ببعل زبول أخرج الشياطين فأبناءكم بمن يخرجون، لذلك هم يكونون قضاتكم. ولكن إن كنت أنا بروح الله أخرج الشياطين فقد أقبل عليكم. ملكوت الله. أم كيف يستطيع أحد أن يدخل بيت القوي وينهب أمتعته إن لم يربط القوي أولا؟ وحينئذ ينهب بيته من ليس معي فهو علي، ومن لا يجمع معي فهو يفرق. لذلك أقول لكم كل خطية وتجديف يغفر للناس، وأما التجديف على الروح القدس فلن يغفر للناس. ومن قال كلمة على ابن الإنسان يغفر له، وأما من قال على الروح القدس فلن يغفر له، لا في هذا العالم ولا في الآتي. اجعلوا الشجرة جيدة وثمرها جيدا، أو اجعلوا الشجرة رضية وثمرها رضيا، لأن من الثمر تعرف الشجرة. يا أولاد الأفاعي كيف تقدرون أن تتكلموا بالصالحات وأنتم أشرار؟ فإنه من فضلة القلب يتكلم الفم، الإنسان الصالح من الكنز الصالح من القلب في القلب يخرج الصالحات، والإنسان الشرير من الكنز الشرير يخرج الشرور. ولكن أقول لكم إن كل كلمة بطالة يتكلم بها الناس سوف يعطون عنها حسابا يوم الدين، لأنك بكلامك تتبرر وبكلامك تدان.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This week is the first week after the Pentecost. And we are celebrating the birth of the church. When we received the Holy Spirit last week, and we celebrated the Pentecost, and we received really the Holy Spirit, and we are very glad. I'm not saying the disciples or the apostles only. No, I'm not saying that, because we are disciples. I was talking with the youth before yesterday, and I was talking about that we are disciples. We are inviting to be a disciple, an apostle of Jesus Christ, not only the disciples by the name of disciples, the 70 disciples or the 12 apostles. No, we are disciples. That's why I was talking with the youth before yesterday about that, and how Jesus Christ, he was sending us, not only the disciples, to preach and how to preach. And I was, like last week and like 2 weeks ago, I was thinking, I was busy, as I said to the youth, like about the Holy Spirit. We're talking eventually about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, about the God the Father. And we are not talking a lot about the Holy Spirit. That's why I was thinking about that. I'm reading like some books from Abuna Matta about the Holy Spirit. And also one of the main things that I like it to read, I prefer to tell you to read it, which is the commentary of the Book of Acts for St. John Chrysostom. And he's tried to explain how the first church started. So I was thinking about the Holy Spirit all the time. So I was thinking, what the Holy Spirit doing? I know very well that I received the Holy Spirit in the baptism the first day when I was a kid, when I was a child. When I was a baby, I received the Holy Spirit. But what is the function of the Holy Spirit during my life? And I have to know. And I have to know if really the Holy Spirit is working inside me or it's not. And how is the Holy Spirit is working? That's why I will go through in a few minutes I will talk about the function of the Holy Spirit. First of all, I have to know that the Holy Spirit, I received it in the baptism in the first day, and the Holy Spirit cleans me from everything, from the first sin of Adam that I receive it, that I inherited from Adam. God said, you will receive the Holy Spirit who will clean you from every single thing. Now I am pure. After the baptism, I'm pure. I have nothing. I like a blank paper, white paper. I have nothing. This is the Holy Spirit I receive. Now it's written like that. I will give you a paper and you will write on the paper whatever you want. And I start to write on the paper. I take my pen and I write everything on the paper. So the Holy Spirit now is coming and said, that's why when we read today in the Gospel, it's written like that. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Oh, that's why when I see anyone, I see myself, I have to see the fruit. And the fruit is coming from the Holy Spirit. But the last thing is the fruit. I will start by the number one, what the function of the Holy Spirit, which is, number one, is convict or blame myself. Usually we are saying, if I have some ethics or I have some concept in my life, like otherwise, for example, the people outside the church, not Christians, they have conscience. What is the conscience? A damir. Damir بيقول لي ما تعملش كده. This is the conscience. But we are different as Christians. We are totally different than the conscience. The conscience here is the Holy Spirit inside me. I receive the Holy Spirit inside my heart, and my heart, or the Holy Spirit inside my heart, tell me, hey, this is wrong. This is wrong. Usually when in the confession, the people come to the confession and say, Abuna, I'm not sure why I'm not happy, but I feel guilty sometimes. What is this feeling come from? Why always I have like a voice from God said, hey, this is wrong.
you have to repent and confess. Why always that this is a voice inside me is a conscious? No, it is the Holy Spirit which has received it, I then the first day in my life, in the baptism. That's why I have to know that the first function of the Holy Spirit inside me is only, the first one is to convict or to blame myself sometimes. Sometimes I feel guilty. I feel that I did this is wrong. And how do I know this is right or wrong? Like, what is right and what is wrong? That's why I'm asking myself always, okay, I'm doing that, I'm going this way. How do I know this is the right way or a wrong way? This is what I'm doing is right. This is only the Holy Spirit who inside me. But there is a very important point that I have to give the Holy Spirit a space to work inside. The problem that because I'm very busy and inside my mind a lot of things I'm very busy with, I'm not giving a time to the Holy Spirit work. I have no quiet time with Christ. I'm always running. I'm doing everything. I'm taking care about everything. But only I'm not taking care about it to give a quality time and a quiet time with Jesus Christ. And after that, I have no space for the Holy Spirit to work inside me. Then the Holy Spirit, when He's talking, I can't listen. There's a lot of noise around. There's a lot of noise. So the first thing that the Holy Spirit is working inside me, which is blaming myself sometimes when I do a sin, and I have to give a space to the Holy Spirit to work inside me. Number two, it guides me. John 16:12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you. The second function is guidance. Then the first thing I receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism, I try to work, I try to regenerate, I can say, if I can use this word, I try to regenerate the Holy Spirit again, work with that like a fire, by using the repentance, by using sometimes to quiet time and quality time to be with Jesus Christ, and also I come to the church and take the communion, so I regenerate again the Holy Spirit. At that moment, I'm giving myself a time to the Holy Spirit, a space for the Holy Spirit to work inside me and talk to me. Then, so I know exactly the right and wrong. And He will blame, because it's written in the verse, John 16:8, and when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of the righteousness and of the judgment. Then He will blame myself. Number two is, He will guide me. And the guidance, when I receive the Holy Spirit, now if we go to the book of Acts, and I as I told you, I prefer to read the book of Acts during the fast of the apostles, you will see how, for example, the Holy Spirit talked to the apostle and said, whatever He said, go and or leave this area or this country and go to the another. Even when there is a fight between St. Paul and Barnabas, there is a fight about Mark. Who will take Mark? St. Paul said, no, I can't take Mark because he started with me and he didn't continue with me. Then he has to go anywhere. I don't like to come with me. Barnabas said, no, he's very, very, very good man, a good servant. However, from outside there's a fight. But the Holy Spirit will guide even that. And why? Finally, we found that St. Mark went to Egypt and he preached the word of God in Egypt. And after a while, when St. Paul sent a message to Timothy, he said, please keep Mark with you because he's very good in service. This is the Holy Spirit who is working, who guides me. So I keep a space for the Holy Spirit by giving him time, give a time to Christ to work inside me, to keep myself inside the church and pray a lot, to take the communion every single week, at least once. I'm not telling you two or three. Sometimes I was very, like, sad when I asked someone, "Hey, why you're not coming? When you didn't come to the church on Sunday, Abuna, I attend already on Wednesday, or I attended on Friday. And so what? If I learn a lesson from Pope Kyrillos, I will pray every single day in the morning. Because why he do that? Why he did all of that? Why he was praying every single day? Because he regenerate the Holy Spirit inside him, then not only blame himself about the sins, no, it also guides him. And attend every day, for example, whatever, and during the week, any liturgy, and go to work. You will feel comfort, you'll feel different, you'll feel that God who is talking through you, it's something different, a blessing. So, number one, the function of the Holy Spirit is to work inside me, to blame me sometimes about the sin, what I'm doing. Number two is to guide me and to talk. I learned a lesson also too from the 40 day, when I was in 40 days in the monastery. One of the monks, he said to me, before start to talk, do a cross on your mouth. I'm like, Abuna, هفضل أعمل كده كل شوية ولا إيه؟ قال لي, no, do it inside, like inside yourself. For example, he told me, if you give any advice during confession or any advice, do the cross on your mouth. If you talk and give a topic, a sermon, do that. I learned also, because I started in English, that's why I didn't tell that. But أول ما ابتدي الوعظة بقول جوايا تحل علينا نعمته وبركته. So I learned that how I'm not talking by myself, and there is no guidance from myself. It's a guidance from the Holy Spirit who guides me. If I give myself the time to pray and to let the Holy Spirit guide me, He will guide me. So, and not myself, because I'm a priest, I'm talking about everyone. For example, you're going to work, you're going to school, you're going to anywhere, do the cross inside yourself and say, please, the Holy Spirit guides me this today. So, number one is blames myself about the sin that I'm doing. It's telling me what is right or what is wrong. Number two is also guide me in everything, in every single way. And number three is comfort me. Comfort. What is a comfort? How the Holy Spirit a comfort? You know that the Paraclete, that's why we said the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, it's equal or meaning comfort. There are three different words I will try to explain it to you. Pleasure, happiness, and joy. Okay, pleasure, happiness, and joy. If I say that the three words are the same, I'll tell you, no, it's wrong. It's totally different. Happiness and pleasure, happiness and joy, it's different. So, the Holy Spirit is not giving me pleasure, or is not giving me happiness, is giving me joy. And why joy? I take it from the verse that the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of them, joy. What is the difference? The joy is the happiness, is pleasure. No. Pleasure, it's equal, it's according to or related to senses. If I'm eating, it's pleasure. Give me the pleasure. If I'm drinking, I'm so thirsty that and I drink, also it's a pleasure. Then so all the senses related to pleasure. Then the pleasure related to senses. But a problem, okay, if I didn't find, for example, a right food, or I don't like this food, or there is no water, or something I couldn't do. So I lose my pleasure. So I'm not happy. This is a pleasure, happiness. Happiness, it's coming from outside. For example, I am very happy when I see someone else. Or when I'm going to vacation, this is give me happiness. So also the happiness, it's based on outside coming. And also it's not like a full happiness. I can't be happy for, okay, if I can't go to vacation. Or if there is someone else, for example, I base my happiness based on that. If he's not present with me, so I base my happiness on this person, or I base my happiness on something outside. Also, this is wrong, because it's not complete happiness. Only the third one is a joy, which is coming from inside, not outside. So I have three: pleasure, happiness, joy. The first two coming from what I'm doing, earthly things, from my pleasure, senses, or from outside, depend on something else. But the different here is joy, and the joy is coming from the Holy Spirit. I remember that when I went to Upper Egypt, and I was serving there for a couple of months, and I went to a senior, a lady, too old, and she has nothing, actually. She, like, her house is, like, the windows is broken, the door is broken, and we try to help all this area. And so I asked her a question, okay, Mama, تحبي أعمل لك إيه? She told me, no, thank you so much, Habibi. I have nothing to do. You have nothing to do. Thank God, I have everything. So I was looking to the house. Where is everything? فين كل حاجة عندي كل حاجة فين مش لاقي حاجة كلها حطان وقع. Like I was like, ماما معلش قولي لي انت عايزة ايه, what you want, we are here for that. She told me no. You know what, if you wanted to help me, قلت اخيرا finally هتقولي حاجة. She told me, go to the end of the street, you will find عم جورج هناك, he needs help a lot, please can you help him. I don't know how she has the comfort inside her heart. I don't know how she has a joy. And this is more question. I have a lot of questions at the moment. How she has the comfort. And when I read before about the Holy Spirit, I understood what the meaning of the Holy Spirit who give me the comfort and the joy. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. So I have to give space, as I said, I have to regenerate again the Holy Spirit by reading book, by also by go for repentance. I have to read more and more. I have to repent. I have to come to the church. I have to take the communion, not non-stopping. Again, non-stopping. By non-stopping, nothing stop you to take the communion. If you feel guilty and you feel, for example, you are not worthy to take the communion, I'm telling you, we are not worthy to take the communion. Go to Abu Natal, give me the absolution. I will go back to you again and confess, but now I wanted to take the communion. Regenerate the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is giving me the joy inside, the comfort. Nothing bothers me. I have troubles, but I'm comfort. I have a lot of things to think about outside, but I have satisfaction. I have the joy inside my heart. So the comfort, the Holy Spirit blames me on my sin, guides me in my life, and comfort me. Also, the Holy Spirit sanctify me. You know that in my ruin, we did 36 cross on all the body of the baby, starting by head. The first one, I do a cross on the head. This is the main. The main thing is that we were like, all the thoughts, like everything is coming from the head, from the brain. So the first thing that I have to sanctify is the brain. And do a big cross on the brain. I said, okay, this is first things. This is the thought of the man. And Jesus Christ said, I'm sanctify your body. That's why if you say, if you, I tell you, it's a 12 by 3. It's a 12 by 3. 12 crosses by 3, it's equal 36. 3, the Holy Trinity. And where 12 is the disciples. As if Jesus Christ said, I will sanctify you to be a disciple of me. Oh, it's not only the disciples and the apostles, or priests, or deacons, or the Pope, and the patriarch, or the bishops. No. We are, me and you, we are disciples. 12 by 3. Remember for the Mairun, 12 by 3 crosses, 36 crosses. It's 3 the Holy Trinity and the 12 is the disciples, as if Jesus Christ said, I sanctify you to be a disciple of me. And what is a disciple? You are representing Jesus Christ. The desire of God, as I said to the youth, the desire of God is to know him and to let him be known. Again, the desire of God only. This is, I can conclude the what God wants from me. Only one small verse. His desire to know him more and more deep and to live with him and to let him be known. This is a disciple. If I go to any one of the apostles and disciples, he lived with Jesus Christ. And he knows very well Jesus Christ. So after that, he preached the word of God. So the last thing, which is the last function of the Holy Spirit, give the fruits. So, number one, I receive the Holy Spirit inside me. And so he now it tells me what is the wrong, what is the right. Now I understand what is a sin, what is not sin. But I have to give a space for the Holy Spirit to work inside me and to regenerate again the Holy Spirit. Number two, he guides me in everywhere. And you will see that. You will see that inside you. That's why the people when you come, for example, Abuna, I can't hear the voice of God. Yes, because you have no time to listen to him. As I said before, like St. Anthony, one day he was in the wilderness. And he was there, and the woman, she wanted to go to the water. And she removed her clothes. And then he said, how you do that? I am here a monk. How you do that? Then she said, if you are a monk, you have to go inside the wilderness, inside, not here, in the mountain. However, he knows exactly to recognize the voice of God. How? He has a time to give to God to listen to the Holy Spirit. So he guides me also too in my life, everything, not only in service, no, or at church, no, or at home, no. Every single thing in my life, the Holy Spirit will guide me. So number one is blame myself about the sin, what I'm doing. Tell me exactly what is the wrong and what is the right. Number two is guides me. Number three is comfort me. And we know now, we know exactly what is a pleasure, what is a happiness, what is a joy. And the joy is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit come from inside. Then give me the comfort also to sanctify me. And we know that every single thing in my life, in my body is already sanctified. That's why he told me, I will sanctify you. You will be a disciple of me. And number five, which is a lot of things, there is a lot of fruits. And I can read now the verse of what we read in the gospel of today. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. And so, if I see anyone as a church, I have to see good tree and with fruit. That's why when we go to Galatians 5:22, he said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. 9th of fruit. I hope if we can, I'm talking to myself in first, if I can during the fasting of the apostles, I read the book of Acts and work more with the Holy Spirit, at least if I receive or I gain one fruit from the 9 fruits, it would be great. You can imagine if I gain one fruit only. For example, if I wanted to work with joy, I don't want to base my depend my joy or happiness, pleasure on different way and from outside or senses. No, I wanted to be happy from inside. I don't want to. That's why, for example, if you want to take this as a training during the apostle fast, do it. At least one fruit, which is joy, for example, or love, or whatever. You can choose or can pick whatever the fruit that you want. But never go outside from this fast. However, I know also too, a lot of congregation say, oh, the apostle fast is not, it's not great, it's sometimes it's long, it's now we are a summer. Now I'm telling you, it's very important to fast. This is fast. Really, it's important. It's not only for you, it's also for the church, for your kids, for the servants, for the priests, for the bishop, for the patriarch, for everyone. You are not fasting for yourself only, but at least if you fast, try to gain one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Intercede on our behalf, O Lydia of us, O the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O my lords and father, the apostles, and the rest of the disciples, that he may forgive us our sin. Jephes Marotin Jevio Shirin Embiabnem Waiso Aptitereya Sejik Ten Oshtemos Ten Tiona. We believe in one God, God the Father, Panto Creator, heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. The third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens, sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Irini
pasi etopne mati so
o
of the great eternal who formed man in corruption, death which enter into the world. Through the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in highest, peace on earth, and God will towards men.
Faithful, perfect peace, love, and holy apostolic cases.
Lord, have mercy.
Bima saratika, ya Allah. قلوبنا من سلامك وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل رياء ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكر الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستحقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بغير وقوعنا في ديننا من موهبة غير المائتة السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم. نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحم. آمنا. تقدموا على هذا الرسم. قفوا برعدة وإلى الشرق انظرونا.
بشفاعة
والدة الإله القديسة مريم يا ربنا us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet
its meat. O you who are my soul, Lord God of truth, being before the just are reigning for ever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand up
before whom stand the angel and the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
Look towards this.
You are here around who stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
قدوسٌ قدوسٌ بالحقيقة يا رب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم، وعندما خالفنا وصيتك برواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النار لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبياءك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the virtum unae trum uterum spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by his spirit. He loved his own one in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us. Whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
الأموات في اليوم الثالث وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازات الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله
برحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا
Afkodin on echerim panishti em misterion enteti met eftemis eftejvar etifi evomo chaibon chempikosmos Avicin o oik ejnev jigit o abnat atchini o wanat tolim o wogem makarion o wogen reftan khu
Amen.
افگاشتم شوی اتفهاروک فی اتفوف انیو تفنوتی او افنی ونت آنی ونت افشپن مود افس مویروف اف اراغی انزینی موف Tief in jeden Ofen Ageus Matitis, O Wohen Apostolus et Oweb, Evgo Emus, Jeci O Ome Voren Kitfitiru, Feigar Pepa Soma et Onavansch, Egente nun manke mich en Setif, Epko evolenteni novi, fae aret fepa eref mevi. Pike afot minen sapdipnon aftot fe volken o erpenem oma o et af shepermut afes moeros af eragezine mof Tief und in jeden Ofen Ageus Matitis, O in Apostolus et Oweb, Evego Emus, Jecis Oevolen Kitfitiru, Faigare Pepa Esnofenteti Dietiki in Veni, et onavon fevol, e gentilone manca mis, en setif, epco evolenteni novi, fae aret fepa, ef me, كل مرة تأكلون فيها من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي
آمين 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 بموتك يا رب نبارك
فيما نحن أيضا نصنع ذكرى الأمي المقدسة قيامته من الأموات وصعوده إلى السماوات وجلوسه عن يمينك أيها الأب وظهوره الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدا
فالديون نسنو في فتايوت انتي تدي ثيكي انفيري انتا يعطاني مغفرة الخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم
اجعلنا مستحقين كل لنا يا سيدنا أن نتناول من قدساتك طهارنا أنفسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا لكي نكون جسدا واحدا وروحا واحدا ونجد نصيبا وميراثا مع جميع القديسين الذين أرضوك منذ البدء رب الأولو زبي سفيور لهولي كاسوك أن أبوسرك أرزوك تشيش This which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all Orthodox bishops who are in here. Wawarins kun ya rabba bina tuba umukaram patriarchina, el baba lambato drus is seni, wa shariko for khidmat al rasuliya, abina roskof al mukaram al ambabulis. والذين يفصلون ما هما كلمة الحق باستقامة أنعم بهم على كنيستك المقدسة ليروا قطيعك بسلام رمبرو لورد أرزوك سيجمن فريس أند يكونس And all the servants and all who are in Virginian The purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O.
Have mercy upon us, O God, O Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place. Which is yours and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
والساكنين فيها بإيمان الله تفضل يا رب يا وادي السماء وثمرات الأرض وصدمي الأنهار وزرع العشب ونبات الحقل في هذه السنة أصعدك مقدارها كنعمتك فرح وجه الأرض ليروح عرسها ولتكسر أسمارها أعدها لزروع الحصاد دبر حياتنا كما يليق بارك إكليل السنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرملة والغريب واليتيم والضيف ومن أجلنا كلنا نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب اسمك القدوس لأن عين الكل تترجاك لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعامهم في حين حسن اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطيا طعاما لكل ذي جسد املأ قلوبنا فرح ونعيم لكي إذ يكون لنا الكفاف في كل شيء في كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح have brought to these gifts, and those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly rewards.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord,
this, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, and we share a commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the confessors and all the spirit of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, and Saint John of Arc, to the martyr, and Stephen, our deacon, the pro-martyr, and beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and the martyr, the patriarch, and Severus, our teacher, Discorus, and Athanasius, the apostle, Saint Peter, the martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sudicius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Salesian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 300 in Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antony, the righteous Father Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and older children, the cross bearers. Our Father Abba John the Egomen, our righteous Father Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, and the Patriarch Baba Kirillus the Sixth, and the Archdeacon Habib Girgis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplication have mercy on us all and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. وهؤلاء وكل أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا اسمائهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في فكر كل أحد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنيعوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب اذكر أنفس عبيدك صوفي سعد عيات ثريا صموئيل وجيع عبد الملاك ثروة البم عبد الملاك رفعت ناجي تفضل يا ربنا نفوسهم جميعا في أحضان بالقدسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضر على ما رعى في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب من الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين taken report them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace and to the end.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to generation and unto
and lead us through down the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit in Reni Posi.
Oh.
نشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلاً الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. هو أيضاً الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة إسعاد أسرار الإلهية غير المائتة. Christos in Jepi Pantocrator Choi Sepenuti.
Amen, amen, prosevex ase.
كلمة الآب الإله الذي قبل الدهور رئيس الكهنة العظم الذي تجسد وتأنس من أجل خلاص جنس البشر ودعا له من جميع الأمم جنسا مختارا كجنوتا ملوكيا أمة مقدسة وشعبا مبررا. As you have sent the Holy Spirit upon the holy disciples on the day of Pentecost, and he came upon each one of them as divided tongues of fire and filled them with every knowledge, every understanding, and every spiritual wisdom according to your faithful promise. And they spoke in every language, and they preached your holy name to all the nations. بطرس وبولس الرسولان فكان ظل أحدهما يشفي الأمراض وكانت مناديل وعصائب الآخر تذهب الأمراض وتخرج الأرواح الشريرة. وبعدما كرز بإنجيل الملكوت وعلم الأمم سفك دمهما من أجل اسمك ونال إكليل الرسولية إكليل الشهادة.
كيا ليسون يا
disciples and honor the apostle, the descendant of the Spirit, the Paraclete upon them, and gave them authority to work healings, wonders, and miracles. They preached to us your holy name and restored us to the true faith of the Holy Trinity. We praise you, bless you, glorify you, and give thanks unto you on account of these great gifts. نسألك يا سيدنا أن تنام علينا بغفران خطايانا وتطهر قلوبنا وأنفسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا لكي بقلب طاهر نكسر بدالة بغير خوف أن نصرخ نحو أبيك القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول أبانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك
Christus, Jesus Christus,
اذكر يا رب السلام كنيستك الواحدة الوحيدة المقدسة الجامعة اذكر يا رب رئيس كنتنا البابا أنبت أودستي أريف ماذيب شوين سنن جنثوتي اسمه إيرو
سنتي سامين كتبنا الماتي سومت أبوث أبروسومي
مين كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا ليسون
وغنتي Agis, flungitos, criosos, Christos, Iotheus, and Yasmus, and Emneuma, Agionami,
so Panagios, Patiris, so Panagios, Eos, and to Panagion, Emneuma.
Pansi Soma Agion Kemati Miona Lithinoni Sore Soto Ayoto Theomonami Agion Timion Soma Kemalithinon Iso Christo To Ayoto Theo Amen.
Amen.
So man in best no fente manuel penuti fai pe chen omet mi amen.
Amen. Tina.
Amen.
الذي ابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح أخذ من سيدتنا وملكتنا كلنا والدة الإله قديسة الطاهرة مريم كان واحدا مع لاهوت غير اطلاط ولا امتزاج ولا تغيير. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood over the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Tinati, 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 jifati, chenu, mithmi, amen. Itlubu anna an kull al-masihin al-lazina qalu lana min aglihim an naskurahum fi bayte rab. سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح تكون معكم. أتلو بنشيد الليلويا. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord have mercy.
I believe, O Lord, and I confess that you are truly Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And I believe that this is truly your own immaculate body, and that this is truly your own precious blood. Therefore, I pray you have mercy upon me and forgive my transgressions, both voluntary and involuntary, of word and of deed, of knowledge and of ignorance. Make me worthy to partake without condemnation of your immaculate mysteries unto the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Yeah.
Sotir